Shalom. This is Rev Yair Ben Emmet here with another exciting podcast edition for the Torah Watchman Show, LLC. I hope everyone's been blessed and well. It's been a while since I've done podcasts. I've been extremely busy in my government position. We have just completed Hanukkah, and we're just dealing with so much negativity in the world. It's this exponential growth of anti-Semitism beginning in Harvard and Ivy League and Penn State and many MIT and other many U.S. universities. Yes, you would believe you would not find anti-Semitism here. Of course, anti-Semitism reaching critical mass happened October 7th of this year when Hamas terrorists launched an unprecedented attack primarily against Jewish civilians. You know the news tags out there. You've heard this. I don't need to go into it. But what really got into my nerves so much and really exasperated this issue and angered me, a rear admiral of the IDF recently dismissed from military service several IDF soldiers. Why? Because they dared to say Shema over a Muslim public voice or loudspeaker from one of their mosques. But just pay attention to this information as I give you the details. It's not what it appears to be. Now, the title of this podcast is IDF Disciples Disciplines. Soldiers were singing Hanukkah songs through a Jenin mosque loudspeaker. Has anyone heard about the Muslim enclave Jenin in the West Bank? It is a hotbed for Islamic extremism. There are Hamas-embedded terror cells throughout Jenin. IDF only went into this community here to pursue terrorists, okay? So when the operation was complete, the various mosques were evacuated. They were inspected for weapons, and many of these terrorists, they put weapons inside of places of worship which were forbidden by international law, the Geneva Convention for Armed Combat. But this is the way the post goes. This happened recently, okay? Now, what happened is that these soldiers, you can imagine what the duress they've been under. So many soldiers, more than 100 soldiers lost their lives in the Gaza war through this date. So they had some downtime. There was no one there, no one in the mosque, and they took it upon themselves to go on loudspeaker and say Shema, okay? Now, what the problem was is publicity, folks. The IDF does not want any IDF soldier to, for their personal positions on XYZ, to represent the IDF as a whole. And the same thing applies to the United States military. I cannot go out and say something on behalf of the United States Air Force without clearing it through the marketing or publicity department, whatever. But these are extenuating circumstances. The entire state of Israel is enveloped in a war between Lebanon and Gaza and Syria and Iran. So this is what happened. In Jenin, a Palestinian Authority-controlled city, the West Bank, is a hotbed for violent terrorism. It always has been. So there was a military operation there targeting known Palestinian terrorists with Hamas connections, Islamic Jihad, and they rounded them up and arrested them and killed the rest. Now, in a video circulated on social media, an Israeli soldier is heard singing the words, God forbid, of a traditional Hanukkah song, "We have come to banish the darkness." The last lines of the chorus are heard, "Run away, darkness, in the face of light." It sounds really scandalous, right? And as the story continues, and this is Channel 7 Israel National News, in the evening, IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the following, "I wish to address the unusual footage published today from the Jenin Mosque. IDF soldiers are required to act professionally in accordance with the spirit of the IDF and its values." So right there, the admiral just defined what the values of the IDF is or are. and the time of war in Israel, the only Jewish nation on the planet, okay? This is how the overwhelming majority of soldiers act. We will not compromise the IDF's conduct. So in other words, these soldiers that were reprimanded and removed from military status at that time were in conflict, direct contradiction, according to this admiral's own words, against the value, core value statements, which have increasingly become more woke lately, by the IDF command structure, the chief of staff, per se. And it said this conduct would not be tolerated. Anyone who does not conduct themselves according to the IDF values will face corresponding measures. The soldiers involved were suspended, but what really angers me the most, Israel's Sephardic chief rabbi, the chief rabbis there, okay, also denounced the soldiers' behavior. And listen, this is their explanation. He told the Times of Israel, the IDF, to remind the soldiers that they must not harm the religious sentiments of the adherents of other faiths, namely radical Islam. Now, you heard me right. Is this too much to digest? Does this anger you? How do you feel? Now, I'm a combat veteran, disabled 100% because of my military service over a period of 29 years. And I understand where this IDF commander is coming from. But these are unusual circumstances in Israel. Someone needs to take a stand. Now, this is an IDF military position. I understand that, okay? But for a Sephardic chief rabbi to agree and say, Amen, we need to respect the religious sentiments of these people, these monsters that murdered 1,200 civilians who took babies out of the crib and beheaded them and put them in ovens and burned other children alive. Please understand what I'm talking about here. I understand both sides of the coin, but a Sephardic chief rabbi to get involved in this and agree that we should respect the religious sentiments of those people that want to exterminate every Jew in the land of Israel? Listen, this rear admiral, his same positions led to the October 7th massacre of my people. And soon after this war is over, before the Mashiach come, and may it come quickly, heads will roll in Israel. There will probably be a new government. Bibi will lose his prime minister position. The woke admirals and chief of staff of the IDF who are, support those protesters in Tel Aviv for judicial reform, they will be removed from service. No, I'm not a future forecaster. I don't give you the future. I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen. They are in the face of Elohim. They are trying to win over the Arabs to their side. You cannot do this. We're at war. We've been at war since 1948. Listen, if I was a soldier there and I had vacated a mosque of weapons and terrorists that were killing my people, I would have gone to the loudspeaker and said that simple song. It is ridiculous and absurd for the chief, for this admiral to take these positions. It is equally admonishable and absurd for this Sephardic rabbi to agree to this. And it's all this Jew has to say before I get myself any more trouble. God bless you. Shalom Aleichem. This is Reb Yair ben Emmet. Nothing but an Emmet truth here. Please share the knowledge of wealth and love and truth of everyone's out there. If they are resistant to that truth, like what I just reported here, okay? Then you live that truth. You live that Torah values. Listen, the IDF needs to describe only one set of core values. That is Torah values. And if you have people in the IDF that that are echoing the messaging of the enemy, they should not be in the IDF. The IDF should be 100% Jewish, in my opinion. They should be representing all the 100% of all the Jews in Israel. All this peace and harmony and everything else, it may be nice. But, you know, it's getting the Jew dead. My family is moving to Israel in 7 years. I plan on running for a member of Knesset seat. And I will revisit the Koch party in Israel in that time. Yes, I am a friend of Rabbi Kahan. And his values are not the values of IDF. But many more Jews, including me, are ascribing the Rabbi Kahan values after the aftermath of the massacre. Take care. Shalom Aleichem. Signing out.